Morning Edition continues on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. Back in 2008, the state of Michigan passed a law setting a mandate for a renewable portfolio standard. It said that Michigan's utilities must generate 10% of its energy from renewable sources. Well, that law is set to expire this year, and whether or not a new and stronger mandate will be enacted, that remains unknown. Last week, we spoke with Representative Jeff Irwin about what he would like to see the state do. This week, we continue the energy conversation with the President and Chief Operating Officer of DTE Energy, Steve Kermes. Steve, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us on WEMU.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Well, I do believe the DTE has met the 10% renewable standard, correct?
We actually surpassed it a bit.
And when you say you surpassed it, you're now generating over 1,000 megawatts of produced energy from renewable sources, correct?
Yes.
Most of that is wind in the breakdown?
Yes, the vast majority of it is. A little bit of solar in the mix.
And speaking of solar, Pittsfield Township recently put the kibosh on a solar array that you and the city of Ann Arbor would like to see built at the Ann Arbor Municipal Airport. It would have generated over 2 megawatts of power and would have been the largest solar array in the state. Are there plans to continue working with Pittsfield Township to perhaps get this project done, or are you going to start to look elsewhere?
We'll work with the city of Ann Arbor and the township to see what's in the best interest of everyone. You know, we're experimenting with solar. It's an interesting technology. It's a developing technology. It's expensive. Therefore, you know, we're moving into it very slowly and hoping that that technology continues to mature, costs continue to come down, and it becomes an ever-increasing piece of our portfolio. So we'll just have to watch and see how it develops.
Well, it's interesting when we talk about the cost. Back when the 2008 law was passed, setting the 10% mandate, DTE was among those expressing concern that it was going to be a tough standard to meet and might end up being cost prohibitive. Now, first of all, how would you characterize the level of difficulty in exceeding the standard?
Well, costs have come down significantly as wind technology primarily has improved. When we first started putting in our windmills, they were generating electricity at about $120 per megawatt hour. Our current cost now is below $50 per megawatt hour. So the costs have fallen more than 50%. Now, it's still expensive compared to our existing generation, so there is still some cost premium associated with it. However, when compared to replacing our existing generation with new coal or natural gas-fired generation, it's quite competitive to a certain degree, recognizing that it's an intermittent resource and can't be counted on entirely for its reliability.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and we're talking with Steve Kermes. Steve is the President and Chief Operating Officer of DTE Energy, and we're discussing Michigan's energy present and energy future. Steve, DTE has also made significant investment in pollution controls for coal plants and is going to be taking more of the older coal plants offline moving forward. Where will that lost energy production be made up? Is it going to be in greater investment in renewables as part of the plan?
Absolutely, renewables will be a continuing piece of the portfolio. As you mentioned, there's increasing pressure on our existing coal plants due to their age and due to developing environmental regulations primarily out of Washington. We expect that the majority of our coal fleet will be retired within the next decade or so, and that will require some replacement. Our belief is that we got to keep all options open, which includes renewable, which includes clean burning natural gas, and includes energy efficiency savings. And move into that future with as much flexibility as we can to assure that we realize not only the environmental savings, but also can keep energy affordable.
The idea of natural gas is particularly appealing right now because it is so cost effective, correct?
Yes, natural gas is at all-time low prices.
But there's no guarantee that moving forward that is going to be the case, and there are environmental costs associated with extracting that natural gas and making a part of what we do. So how do you kind of find that balance when you talk with your customers and your stakeholders about this process moving forward?
Well, you know, there's environmental concerns with virtually every technology, and they do have to be weighed and balanced. Natural gas has been proven over the long term to be relatively clean burning, and even including the environmental effects of its production, I think is still our best option environmentally for going forward. We do have to continue to develop new technologies. Renewables will be a piece of that. Nuclear may be a piece of that sometime in the future. All options open, all available alternatives considered. That's paramount for us.
And speaking of nuclear, DTE Energy is moving forward with the permit process for what will be Fermi 3, correct?
Yes, we expect to have a license for Fermi 3 within a month, although we have no current plans to proceed with construction. Given the current cost of natural gas and availability of options, we're going to put that nuclear build on the back burner for a little bit, but it's a huge opportunity for the state of Michigan as natural gas prices change and or carbon dioxide prices, cleanup prices increase.
If you were to put it off, it's not like these things can go up very quickly. It's about a 20-year project to actually build a functioning nuclear facility, correct?
Not to build it. If you include licensing, it can be 10 to 12 years. They can typically be built in somewhere between 8 and 10 years from groundbreaking.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. And once again, our guest today is Steve Kermes. He is President and Chief Operating Officer of DTE Energy, and we're discussing Michigan's energy future. With the renewable portfolio standard about to sunset, the discussion continues on where to go next. The Michigan Public Service Commission has issued a report in which it says it's possible to get to a 30% renewable standard by the year 2030. Now, are you in agreement with that?
We think that a significant increase in the amount of renewables is possible. I wouldn't necessarily paint a maximum or a minimum on that. We'd like to remain as flexible as we can, looking at both the affordability, the environmental impact, and technology developments going forward. Again, we want to keep all of our options open. We want to keep customers' interests in mind from a cost perspective as well.
So would you say that it's the utility as a whole stands opposed to setting any new mandate?
Well, I think mandates aren't necessary. I think the president's clean energy policy has set carbon dioxide emission rates such that renewables have to be part of the mix and will be part of the mix. So I think the concept of a mandate has been supplanted by the clean energy policy, and we will increase the amount of renewables, and we'll do it at a pace that affords customer affordability as well as environmental protection.
As you project forward, then, without any mandate in place, just driven by the market itself and by current legislation, where would you assess the utility being in 2030?
Well, I think we could easily double or more the amount of renewables we have in place today.
A bipartisan group of lawmakers in Lansing has drafted a piece of legislation they call the Energy Freedom Bills. It would remove many of the barriers for Michigan residents to begin producing their own energy and returning power to the grid. It would allow for microgrids to be constructed and operated. It would allow for more net metering. Are there components of these bills that DTE Energy can get on board with?
Well, we've always been supportive of net metering and of energy options for our customers. The thing that we want to be careful of, and we urge legislature to be careful of, is cost subsidies. Many of the provisions that encourage distributed generation do so at a cost to other customers. So we want to make sure that if nothing else, these costs are absolutely transparent. So if your neighbor puts in a solar facility in his roof and that increases your electricity bill, you ought to be aware of that, and you ought to be supportive of that for every customer.
Why would it increase my electricity bill?
Because the way typically distributed generation costs are recovered is through a mandate that the utility purchases those generated surpluses at a premium power price. So we're paying a premium for that excess electricity. That premium cost is then distributed to all our customers.
Where is the compromise in all of this to where we could get effective legislation that allows for these kinds of things, and we can do so at a cost-competitive price?
I think it's just, again, it's a matter of transparency, making sure that everyone understands where all the cost subsidies are, that they're completely transparent, and that customers who choose to generate their own power bear both the benefits and the costs associated with that.
Mr. Kermes, I thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk with us.
All right, thank you.
That is Steve Kermes. He is the President and Chief Operating Officer of DTE Energy. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division and is heard each Wednesday as part of Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.